Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again for another episode of the College Audition Podcast. I'm here today with Scott Connor, Director of Musical Theater at AMDA, the American Musical and Dramatic Academy. Thanks so much for joining us, Scott.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So as always, as our listeners know, I always like to get to know the person before the program. So I want to know a little bit more about who I'm speaking to right now. If you could just tell us a little bit about your career past and everything that led you up to your time at AMDA.
Absolutely. So I started off as a child musician who was gifted at a young age. So I have a strange background of being an adolescent touring musician in both classical and gospel music. And that really informed a lot of what I do today. It informed a lot of what I did in New York. I did study and graduated from AMDA myself, from AMDA New York. And upon graduating, it was my classmates who convinced me to become their vocal coach. And they've gone on to have a lot of great careers. Brandy Massey, who is the first African-American actress to play Lucy in Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway. I worked with people like Kenita Miller, who is a Broadway favorite these days. A lot of those early classmates were really inspirational to me in getting started in New York. It was also my classmate who got me into my first New York industry gig, which was training the Little Orphans to go out onto the Annie tour as a replacement. And that got me into the room with other tours like Ragtime and Cabaret Revival, things like that. While I was in New York, I also worked in the recording industry and inside of film and TV, which is what brought me out to LA years later. And it was at a theater in Santa Monica that I was working at that I learned of AMDA's expansion to Los Angeles. And I had no idea they had a campus out here. But after I learned about that, I dropped off a resume and joined as an associate music director for one of their showcases and decided I should stick around. And here I am, director of music theater now.
Oh, wow. So you skipped quite a bit there in the middle from you becoming a music director for one to becoming director of the whole program. So how long have you actually been there and sort of what have you done? What were your jobs leading up to that?
Yes. So I started off in 2008, I believe. So I've been there for 13 years now.
Wow.
Yes. Initially, I started off as a music director, as I mentioned. And moving on from there, I taught class in musical theater performance primarily. I also directed a little program called Songbook that was sort of a visionary experiment that we had, a production that utilized a vocal orchestra instead of an instrumental orchestra to provide backup for American repertoire. It was a really cool program that allowed students to step out of this mass choir that we had built and to be featured as a vocalist. We had an interesting mix of contemporary and classic repertoire. So we would have a mass choir providing backup to something like Battlefield or Aquarius, which we all know. a lot of pop music that we tried to elevate to a new standard.
Wow.
And so beyond that songbook program, I started taking over more of a leadership position, and that eventually came to involve not only musical theater, but vocal studies at our school, which includes individual voice and vocal coaching, as well as music, which includes foundational classes like piano and sight singing, as well as harmony courses like small vocal ensemble or large vocal ensemble.
Wow. It sounds like there's quite a robust music program within that musical theater degree. So that's wonderful. So now that you are head of musical theater, what is it that you still teach there? When do the kids actually interact with you during their time?
Yes. So mainly I am involved in music productions now, music theater productions. But I do try and have as much contact with students as possible. Every semester is a little bit different, but I am apt to take on any sort of coursework that allows me to get in there and be with students to teach them for a while. Our productions operate a little bit differently than I think a traditional university. Students are eligible in their very first semester to become a part of our productions by audition. So you don't have to wait until your third year or whenever to start being a part of that. We also offer a lot of performance opportunities. Prior to COVID, we had over 100 performance opportunities a year that students could be a part of, whether it was musicals or plays or dance theater performances, alongside our Finding Your Voice program that we have that offer a development and performance at more of a developmental stage. We also have various projects that are geared by our Artists Lab program, which allows students to pitch their own ideas for production, whether they write their own 45-minute play or if they decide to create a short film of some kind, you can pitch that to be produced and developed at our school.
Wow, that's incredible. So you just used the words comparing AMDA to a quote-unquote traditional university or college experience. So talk us through that a little bit. What makes AMDA different and unique from that quote-unquote traditional experience?
Yes, I think two things. We are a very experiential campus, meaning we want you to experience the performance side of the art immediately. On day one of your classes, you are up performing, getting feedback from the instructor. Also forward thinking, because our faculty is walking straight from the screen to the stage into the classroom, we have industry insight that's relevant for today and for tomorrow. So we are constantly retooling our program to make it better, constantly investigating how do we make this better, how do we make it more relevant to fit the needs of the industry. We don't have a lot of administrative backlog that we have to go through to get those things approved, unlike I think traditional universities may have.
Red tape at a university, are you kidding? Right? Never heard of that. So let's chat now a little bit about what the offerings are, because there are a few choices for students who are looking to go into musical theater that would be going to AMDA. So can you talk us through the different programs?
Yes. So we have a 4-semester program, our occupational studies degree in musical theater. It is conservatory style training. So you get the dance, the acting, the singing training, along with a small portion of gen ed courses. Beside that, we have the BFA program for musical theater, which is 8 semesters. Some students like to go straight through, some go in 4 years. But that is, of course, a longer stretch of time. There's more development that we have laid in store. We also give students the ability to graduate from the occupational studies program and then to rejoin to complete the BFA at a later time. We are about to open up a second music theater oriented degree, vocal performance for contemporary music theater. While our current BFA in music theater offers more training based on general accepted understanding of musicals and musical theater, the vocal performance in contemporary music theater will be focused on developing contemporary vocalists. So students who are interested in primarily being a country singer, a soul singer, a rock or gospel singer, they can come into our vocal performance program, study that, get additional training in the musical theater portion of that, and then be prepared for either career arc once they graduate.
Will that be an 8-semester degree?
That will be 8 semesters, yes.
And so is it a BFA or is it a BEM?
It is a BFA.
Okay. So there is the question out there, and I'm going to ask it because a lot of my students ask this question, that the BFA degree at AMDA is also not like a BFA at a traditional college or university, in that there's a list on AMDA's website of other colleges and universities that will recognize the degree, but not all of them do. Can you explain that a little bit in using better words than I just did?
Absolutely. So we do have a nationally accredited BFA program. And for the list of other schools that accept the degree for consideration into their master's program, it is on our website. We are a candidate for regional accreditation at this time through WASC. So we're on that path to become just like everybody else in that sense. And we are somewhat farther along into that process than I may be hinting at, because we are, like I said, a candidate for that, which means that we've gone through the initial interview application process, and we're on a trajectory for becoming a full member at some point in time in the future.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's circle back now and chat more about the BFA. You have 2 campuses, and it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that in order to get the BFA, you spend half your time in New York and half your time in LA. Is that true?
Yes, you also have the option of spending all of your time in Los Angeles. But if you are looking for the New York experience, we have 2 ways that you can secure that, either by studying 4 semesters in New York and then transferring to LA for 4 semesters, or we allow our students to begin in Los Angeles, have a semester of a New York experience in their second year with us, and then to return to Los Angeles after that.
So I think everyone's probably asking this question. Why? Why do you have to move between campuses?
Right now, our college program is stemmed from our Los Angeles campus. So it's just that little factor that...
You mean the Gen Eds? The Gen Eds,
yes,
are in Los Angeles?
Right.
So if you are doing 4 semesters in New York, you're getting mostly your singing, dancing, acting... Then when you move to the LA campus, is it mostly the Gen Ed requirements, or are you still getting the same amount of rigorous singing, dancing, acting?
You are getting singing, dancing, and acting, but not as much, because there are a bit more Gen Ed requirements that you have to make up. Basically 4 semesters worth.
Got it. And I'm putting you on the spot here. I apologize, but do you know sort of what those Gen Ed requirements look like? How much are we talking?
We're talking 8 units total, so 1 per semester, basically, if you start off in Los Angeles. And they're the traditional English, science, etc.
Science? I didn't know that. I thought it was more liberal arts. I've learned something. Wow, when you go to AMDA, you take a science class. That's, wow, all right. I didn't know that. I assumed they were liberal arts courses. I went to Juilliard, so at Juilliard we took humanities, which was just reading novels and writing reports on it, and that was it. I assumed that AMDA was the same, but I learned something today about the Gen Eds there. Awesome. So in a traditional college or university, students have the opportunity, if they're in a BFA musical theater or a BA theater program, to sort of branch out and explore other areas by way of minors and things like that. Is there any possibility to do something like that at AMDA?
We don't offer minors at this point in time, but we do have flexible schedules. So if you do see a course that is primarily for another population, like the acting or the dance population, then you can retool your schedule to take those courses.
And will they count then almost like an elective, or how does that work?
They can be an elective, but it all does count towards your final credit load.
Okay. Okay. So if I'm asking this question because I have a student right now looking at this. Very good, strong musical theater candidate, but also very, very interested in film and television, which I think, especially after coming out of a year and a half of COVID, there's a lot of students that are like, oh, maybe I should be putting some more emphasis on film and television things as well. What are their possibilities? What are their options coming to AMDA?
Yes, so we do offer some film and television, acting for film and TV in our program, in the music theater program. If they're interested in additional, then they would follow that path of dropping a performance immersion course that they've been assigned that isn't required and replacing it with an available film and TV acting class.
Oh, okay. Interesting. It's a much more robust program than I think most people think when they hear about AMDA, because, I mean, you see AMDA everywhere. When you go to your thespian festivals or any theater festival anywhere, I see, you know, there's always an AMDA table. Your recruitment department is knocking it out of the park, I can tell you that. so I know that everyone knows the AMDA name, and I'm sure that most high school students have filled out one of those AMDA information cards at the table just as they stop by, and you go to high schools and things as well. So kudos to you and your recruitment machine there. So I know this list is very long, but I'm going to ask you for some notable alums or faculty members that spring to mind. I mean, I can name a ton because there's so many. So, but let's hear your list.
Yes, I'll just give a couple. from our alums, Jalen Levingston is currently the resident director of TINA, the Tina Turner Story on Broadway. Madeline Brewer, currently starring in Handmaid's Tale. Jeremy Pope, on the final season of Pose. Our faculty, we have Chaka Khan's music director, Noriko Wright, which I think is amazing.
Wow.
Tom O'Leary, one of the longest running Phantoms in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway. Randy Johnson, who wrote and directed A Night with Janis Joplin on Broadway. I could go on. I fawn over them all the time. I'm just so happy that we've magnetized such a large amount of positive industry professionals for the students.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. The campus in New York, the campus in LA, let's chat a little bit more about how student life is different in both of those places. I know you went to school in New York, and I know that when I was at Juilliard, I was friends with a lot of the AMDA kids because it was right around the corner. So talk a little bit about how those two campuses are different. I mean, they're very different cities, but...
Yes. So in New York, you are somewhat submerged into New York life. You become a New Yorker. Campus now has a dorm that is situated, I think, closer to our building with studies in it, on 61st Street, I believe it's on now, and at the Ansonia on 73rd Street. So you would essentially, like I said, become a New Yorker, live in New York in one of our dorms, and walk the walk on the way to school every day and home. Or take the subway. While Los Angeles, we have a little bit more of a campus there. We have a few buildings inside of the Hollywood area, right around Hollywood and Vine. And the dorms are also situated within walking distance there.
So when the students are in New York, I seem to remember that my AMDA friends were always able to go out and audition. I mean, they were auditioning during the day and taking class at night, if I remember correctly. Is that still sort of the case there? You're allowed to do that and able to do that?
Yes, when you become a fourth semester inside of the conservatory program in New York, then your class schedule switches to evening. So you can go out during the day and audition to try and secure work for after graduation while you take your final classes in the evening.
And So if students are doing, sorry, if students are doing the BFA track, then they're traditionally starting in New York, and then going to LA. You said like that's traditionally what happens.
Sometimes, often oh, okay. They also start and finish in LA.
Start and finish in LA. Got it. I was just wondering how that, you know, is you're coming to the end of your degree program. If you're in LA, you're not really in the New York area auditioning regularly. So that was just the clarification I was looking for. I apologize.
That's okay.
Let's chat a little bit about your auditions and recruitment. Normally I would ask how many applicants you get every year, but AMDA accepts sort of on a rolling basis.
Yes. So for 2018 and 2020, we had about 6,500 audition in total for all programs at AMDA. And then we had about an acceptance rate of 31%.
Oh, okay. 31%. Great. So your incoming, let's just chat musical theater. Your incoming musical theater class every year is how big?
It's around 300 to 400.
And is that combined BFA and the two-year program?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So how many students do the BFA track of the 4 years?
That I'm not exactly sure of, because oftentimes students elect to complete their degree after completing the associate's degree first.
Understood. So the two-year program and the BFA program are sort of intermingled for the first 2 years. That those two groups of kids are in the same classes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Largely. Okay. Great. And you chatted about over 100 performance opportunities per year. I mean, I can't ask you to explain all of those because you've certainly given me the biggest number of all the episodes of this podcast that we've recorded for that. But what are some highlights of that? Where do the students perform those shows in New York and in LA? Just talk about those performance opportunities a bit more.
Yes. New York campus has its own group of theaters within their building there. And in Los Angeles, we have theaters on several different campus sites. We also have an outdoor amphitheater that we utilize sometimes. So those are the wheres.
And so tell me the whats. Like how many are there? Their main stage, quote unquote, productions? Are they all treated equally? How do those work?
I would say there are some that we consider to be more main stage. There are two or three that are produced by each main department at AMDA. So the acting department right now is producing a number of plays and reviews, as well as the music theater program. Right now we are just finishing up production on Songs for New World. We have four different companies of Songs for New World this semester. We've also produced a digital review, Through the Fire, Songs of Perseverance and Hope. Next semester, we have a few different musicals that are in play. We're choosing to produce small cast musicals. We haven't released them yet to our population, so I can't give you the exact titles. But they're going to be great for our particular population. Right at the start of the pandemic, we had been doing Anything Goes, which ended as more of a reading because of the remote situation.
So I guess not everything goes, but...
But yes, each year we do choose a number of catalog musicals to produce. Couple per term, sometimes in reading format, sometimes fully produced productions. And alongside that, we always have a few reviews that we put together. We try to service as much of a diverse music population as possible because that's what our population requests. We have as many people interested in contemporary music as we do traditional classic musical theater. So we try to service that.
Is there a showcase, a senior showcase of some sort at AMDA?
There is. There are two different kinds. One is a traditional musical theater showcase that we present at the end of the semester. Students are invited to ask their families or industry professionals to attend. In addition to that, we have a spotlight program where students audition for a slot into a production that we then invite as a school, an institution. We extend an invitation to various industry professionals like managers and agents and whatnot.
And that's an audition. So there's the audition showcase and then I guess non-audition showcase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great. So you have, it's part of your outreach team. A lot of those outreach team members are working with faculty that are seeing the auditions at these various locations. Because, I mean, normally I would say, where do you audition? But your list would be incredibly long to go over. So talk to me about the audition process a little bit, because it is different than most people are used to.
Yes, so we ask that students prepare two pieces, one monologue, 60 seconds to 90 seconds, as well as a song, 60 to 90 seconds in length. We ask that they present the song with connected storytelling and proficiency in pitch, vocal tone. That's pretty much what we're looking for in the audition process. We do also interview each applicant to make sure they have the aptitude for our program. That's mainly what we're looking for, is aptitude. We tend to accept a range of students, some who've had individualized training or a very well-developed high school arts program that they come from, as well as a student who has only raw talent and doesn't have access to those things. So we really look for aptitude primarily.
Do you also watch the auditions?
I watch every audition video for students who have accepted the process to attend our school.
Okay. And what are you looking for as head of the program? What is it that you are looking for when you're looking at a student?
Generally, when I look at the videos, there's already been a decision of whether they've been invited into our program or not. So when I look at the videos, I'm looking to see where they should fall in terms of our vocal studies department. What unique characteristics can I identify from that student to match them up with the best possible vocal development while here?
Wow, great. So what, if you were to say, to describe the perfect AMDA candidate, meaning what, not just talent-wise, but what type of student should be looking at AMDA as opposed to a quote-unquote traditional college experience?
I'd say someone who's extremely passionate about what they're doing, someone who is adaptable, ready to learn, ready to develop and grow.
Awesome. And for what's coming up, I mean, you guys operate year round. You don't really have a start of the new year in the fall, but is there anything coming up here that is particularly exciting to you or that we should be watching out for?
The start of that new program, the Vocal Performance and Contemporary
right.
Music Theater,
mm-hmm.
really excited for that to start up. We think in the fall we'll see our first population with that group. Beyond that, we're all very much looking forward to being back on campus in the summer, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
It's been over a year since we've been away from campus. So to really connect with our students in the way that we normally do, to be able to feel the connection in our live performance opportunities, I think will be really healing for our community. They can go to our website, www.amda.edu.
Perfect. And there's a list of the audition dates and everything on there as well on the website?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And then, of course, if you are a thespian or are looking at going to the summer International Thespian Festival over the summer. AMDA is always there and easy to spot with their table in the convention hall. So, Scott, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with me today. I certainly know that I learned quite a bit about AMDA today, and I hope that our listeners did too.
Thank you so much, Tim.
All right, you have a good day. For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.